to you. We will talk about a few issues, largely in the area of privilege and the kinds of issues that confront us as labor and employment practitioners, whether you are in-house counsel, whether you represent employees or labor organizations, or you represent employers. Many of the issues we're going to talk about is if I'm representing a plaintiff, having some understanding of the attorney-client privilege in the corporate context will give you something of a tactical edge in dealing with some of these issues. Obviously, if you're an in-house counsel or an outside counsel representing employers, having a handle on those issues are also important. Largely, most issues like attorney-client privilege issues are attorney-client privilege issues because of the people that are not in the room, namely the non-lawyers that actually run corporations and organizations, and we're going to talk about how you should be talking to your clients about the attorney-client privilege. Well, let's first start with what might seem like an easy question, but it really isn't. Who is your client when you represent an organization? Well, the model rule, ABA model rule 1.13, Texas has a parallel rule that essentially says when I represent a organization or a corporation or an LLC, I represent that artificial, lifeless legal construct through the people that are employed by it, such as the personnel manager, the human resources officer, the plant manager, the GC, etc. I do not represent those individuals generally. However, if we aren't very clear, we may be creating client responsibilities or lawyer responsibilities for individuals within the organization.